Hi, I'm David Greer, and you're watching the Live Big broadcast. Did you know that before you were born, God spoke well of you? Did you also know that God still speaks well of you today? Let's dive into this lesson together and learn about how God truly feels about us. Watch this.
You were made to think big, do big, big. No tomorrow can be bigger. Just grow, let the word overflow, yeah. Live a life bigger than yourself. You're created for greatness. Live a life bigger than yourself.
Ephesians 1. In verse 1, we're going to start all the way at the top. Paul, an apostle, literally emissary, envoy, or special representative of Jesus Christ. Now, Paul was very intentional about making sure people understood his role and who it was that was behind his assignment. You see, the world will ask you who you are, and if you don't know, it will tell you who you are and then force you to live with the answer. So Paul, from the outset, was very clear about his purpose, very clear about his role in the lives of those he was ministering to. So he starts, some people thought it was arrogance in the rest, but Paul understood something of his assignment on the earth. And then it continues, and he says, by the will of God, not based on my talent, not based on my intellect, not based on anything other than that, but what I want you to understand, just like Paul understands here, finding the will of God is the most important thing you can do in your life. Why? Because the will of God will never take you where the grace of God won't keep you. And then he says to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Well, all of Paul's New Testament letters were written to real people with in real places with real problems, dealing with needing, or better, real answers. And he said, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why does Paul send greetings from God? Why did he do that here? Because Paul understands he is speaking for God. He's sending this letter for God. You see, God cannot use you to convince someone else until you first convince yourself. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. You see, Paul was not at all surprised that his letters were contained in this Bible. So he says who he is, and he's totally convinced that he is a special emissary from God. But then he gives greetings from heaven because he knows he's speaking from God. But then in verse 3, he speaks to God. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus the Christ. He begins his letter with praise, just like we begin our services each week with praise. This praise time is not just filler time, but praise creates an environment for God's presence to inhabit. This is what Psalm says about God. But you are what? Holy. It's not that God won't fail, but he cannot fail because he is transcendent. See, we fail because we are creaturely. We are just humans. But God is holy. God is in a category all by himself. But you are holy. Watch this. Enthroned on the praises of Israel, or God's people. So under the Old Testament law, God's throne was between two cherubim on the mercy seat. But in the New Testament, the throne of God or his presence always shows up wherever he finds the praises of his people. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. I've learned if I praise more, I will worry less. Back to verse 3, Bible study now, Bible study. So he says some things about God from God, but now he speaks to God and worships God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who what? Has. Now has is, you know, I did my homework here. It's a third person present of have. It's used as the past participle to form the proper perfect. What does that mean? I don't know. I just wanted you to know I did my homework. All it means is something was done in the past that applies to the present. Okay. Who was? Something about what Jesus did in the past applies to the present. The reason this book is so relevant, the reason Christ is so relevant, because something he did in the past applies to the present. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who what? Has. Because Jesus did his part in the past, we can have a certain present. Who has past tense that extends to now, blessed us. This word blessed literally means to speak well of. Did you know that before you were born, God spoke well of you? And he still does today. We bless him only because he first blessed us. I'm not trying to bless him to make him move. Because he moved and came to earth, became a man, I bless him back. You hear what I'm saying? I bless him because he first blessed me. The reason we worship the way we worship is because he blessed us first, and that's the only appropriate reaction to such a well-wisher. Who blessed us with every... How many of y'all from D.C. here?
Come on, yes, sir. Yeah.
Go ahead, Michelle. Well, in D.C., we say Erie. So I want you to say to me, he's blessed me with Erie. No, no, Erie. 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 Spiritual. Nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken. Every spiritual blessing. Why do we praise the way we do? Because he has blessed us. He has pronounced upon us every spiritual blessing. Watch this. In heavenly places or in the heavenlies. Now in the Bible we see that Paul talks about the first, second, and third heaven. He said, you know, I was caught up to the third heaven and all that. So what we see here is at some point after the cross, God spoke from the third heaven. But it resounded all the way down to the first heaven, where you and I live. And here's the thing. If God speaks well of you and me, who are you or I to speak any differently? If because of Christ, he has blessed us with every spirit, every good thing that could be said about us has been said because of the cross. And if God has said that from heaven, I want to ask you again, who are you to disagree? Who are you to speak any differently? So whether you're in the highest mountain, the lowest valley, God has already pronounced every spiritual blessing upon you possible. But here's the deal. But the power in it doesn't show up until you believe. How many parents are in the room? Yeah. How many of you know you can say your children are brilliant until you turn blue in the face? But until they own it, it's just a parent talking. Pay attention. You can say all you want that you want your child to do good in school. Until your child owns it. You can say all you want that your child's blessed and highly, but until that child owns it, you don't. Our Father in heaven has said some things about us. And he's been waiting for us to own it. You see, you can't live it till you own it. That's why sometimes I sometimes used to get frustrated with my children. Like, man, you need to own who you are. But likewise, God gets frustrated with me. Boy, you need to own who you are. You need to embrace everything I say. I can't lie. And if I said it, it's true. And if you are forgiven, you're forgiven. If you're washed, you've been washed. If I say you're righteous, you are righteous. If I say the wisdom of God has been made available to you, you are wise in Christ. If I say you are my sanctification and redemption, you are the redeemed. If I say fear not, be not afraid. But you gotta own it. You need to fill every centimeter of that space God calls your body. And say, I am who God says I am. And I will do what God says I can do. Don't care what the world says. I'm going to own it for myself. We're going line upon line, right? In Christ. We've already talked about this at some length and detail. Everyone who climbed aboard Noah's ark was saved. To be in Christ is to be united to Christ. Pay attention. For us to sink, then, he'd have to sink. For us to go down, he'd have to go down. For God to abandon us, he'd have to abandon him. Because we are in the same boat with Jesus. It's not necessarily because I deserve to be on the boat. But all of Noah's family was saved. And when I got born again, I became part of God's family. So immediately my passage was booked on the boat. So the floodwaters was killing everybody else. But those who got on the boat, those who got in Christ, judgment is real, but you're able to float above it. Even though you're in the midst of it, there's a different type of life you live because there's something in you that keeps taking you higher and above what's happening in everyone else's life. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, the cross or you were not a surprise to God. God wasn't like, oh, my God, where are we going? Michelle just showed up. What am I going to do? Michelle got some issues. Michelle got some problems. Sorry, Michelle. And God wasn't like, oh, no, they crucified my son. The cross was always God's plan. You were always God's plan.
Thanks for tuning in to the Live Big broadcast. Right here behind me is the new worship center in Dumfries, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. So be on the lookout for new episodes filmed with state-of-the-art technology. Also, on behalf of Derek Greer Ministries, we would like to thank all of our viewers and partners for your love and support that has enabled Derek Greer Ministries to spread the message of Jesus Christ to millions across the globe.
Before the beginning, God knew all we would do to hurt him. But he created us anyway because he believed that we are somehow worth it. I don't know why he thinks I'm worth it. I don't know why. I tell you, I really don't know why he thinks. No, just joking. I don't know why he thinks you're worth it. But in God's mind, We are worth it. Oh, the depths of the riches of both his wisdom and knowledge. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Watch this though. But why did he call it that? We should be what? There's that word. Everyone's afraid of this word. That we should be holy. All holy means is a cut above. In simple terms, God chose us to live a life that's a cut above everybody else's. Yeah, don't feel sorry for me because I'm a little bit different. I feel sorry for you because you like everybody else. No. Hey, I don't get everything right. Please don't mishear me. But I do keep getting better. I'm better than I was yesterday. I'm better than I was last week. Better than a year ago. And the more I know him, the holier I get, the better I get. I don't get weird. I'm not talking about weird. People think, they get mixed up thinking holiness is weird. No. Jesus was incredibly human. Jesus, I don't know if I can say this, some people get offended, just get offended. He was kind of cool. Everything I learned about manhood, I largely learned from him. Now, you know, I had some human examples in my life, but when I looked at Jesus in that book, I saw a man unlike any other man I'd ever met. And the way he handled stuff, the way he handled people, he didn't worry, he didn't get upset, he didn't wring his hands. He even went to the cross without screaming and crying. And he didn't cry out one time except to talk to folk that were listening. You hear what I'm saying? That's the type of man I wanted to be. Now, you hear what I'm saying? So being holy don't make you weird. It make you strong. It make you different. It also make you bear fruit. That we should be holy. And then watch this next clause. And without blame, more literally, without blemish. Do you know that God's not sitting in heaven pointing out all your faults? God's not sitting in heaven ashamed of you? So here's the thing. So if you're really his follower, why are you pointing out everybody else's other faults? And blemish. Just a question. It's just a question. And without blame before him. Now, people may see your faults. But when God looks at you, he sees his baby boy, his baby girl. And without blame before him. God doesn't see you like everyone else sees you. In agape or in love. You see, God doesn't see your scars the way you do. What you embarrassed about?
Come on, sir.
God is like, that just reminds me of all you're willing to go through and where you've been. Having predestined us to the adoption as sons. Now, here's what I know. We're stuck with our natural children. But adopted children become ours by choice. And when God speaks of adoption, he's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He knows everything. Which means he knew everything about you but chose you. Chose you any way. I am not here by accident. Coincidence. Happenstance. I and you have always been God's choice. He predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. Only Jesus could make it possible for us to become part of God's family. But watch this next clause. You wouldn't believe it if it was in your Bible. Because many of us think God's got buyer's remorse. How many of you ever bought something, you're like, man, I'm taking that back. Like, what was I thinking? But he adopted us by Jesus according to the good pleasure of his will. Meaning God has no regrets about you and I. His love for us is not a burden. It gives him great pleasure. Despite all we've done, all of it, God still thinks his love for us is a good idea. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Again, that praise time is not just filler. And when you've known what the Lord has done for you. To the praise of the glory of his grace. This is why sometimes you catch me with tears in my eyes. Because grace means all my mistakes now serve a greater purpose instead of serving my shame. By which he has watched this past tense, made us. Meaning we're not working on this. We're not trying one day to make this happen. Now you might be because you're religious, but I believe my Bible. By which he made us accepted. Us. Look at your neighbor. Us. Yeah. Even you, even us. Accepted. In the beloved, capital B. In Christ. It's not that one day God might accept me if I do good enough. He's already accepted me because Jesus is good enough. Since the cross. See, I'm talking Jesus now. Talking Jesus. Since the cross. As the Father has accepted Jesus, he accepts you and me. This is the good news of the gospel. This is why we praise him. I didn't live a perfect life, but he lived a perfect life. Everything he done accrued to my account. It was for my benefit. And because we're in him, he now accepts me the same way he accepts him. That's why I've told you in the past, he says, pray in my name. Don't stop praying in your name. I'm talking about what you did and how many times you did X, Y, and Z and what God ought to give you. Pray in his name. Based on his righteousness, his deserts.
Isn't that powerful? It's not that God might accept me one day if I'm good enough. He has already accepted me because Jesus is good enough. Jesus bore the guilt and shame of all our sins in order for us to be clean in God's eyes. You and I can now call God our Father. We are his sons and daughters, and he will hide us when the devil comes knocking as long as we allow Jesus to answer the door. Be sure to stay connected with Derek Greer Ministries on social media to access your favorite teachings and share them with your friends, family, and loved ones. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get your favorite teachings that are designed to encourage you during the week and help remove barriers that are keeping you from walking in God's best. Our announcer is coming with more information.
Connect with Derek Greer Ministries on social media to access Derek Greer's latest teachings and content. Follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Also, be sure to subscribe to Derek Greer's YouTube channel at Dr. Derek Greer VA and access his latest teachings and other content meant to power you through the week. While you're there, be sure to hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of Derek Greer's latest power pack content. Subscribe today and propel your spiritual life forward.
Have you ever felt like the answers to your prayers were somehow delayed? Or maybe you've had the thought that your prayers have fallen to the back of the line? If you have ever asked yourself these questions, this is the book for you. And when God stops the lives of 8 hidden figures in the Bible, what they did to get God's special attention is revealed. This book is a great tool to help you to reignite your faith and see God-sized results in your life. Stay right there. Our announcer is coming with more information on how you can get a copy of When God Stops. And until next time, Live big.
Question: how do you get God to stop for you and give special attention to your situation? What does it take to stand out in the crowd and get God-sized results? Find the answers to these questions and more in Derek Greer's latest book, When God Stops. This one-of-a-kind book highlights eight hidden figures from the Bible who show us how to dream, think, and live the type of life that God not only notices, but one that He rewards. Not only that, but in this book, Derek Greer shares his personal journey like he never has before. Hear his testimony and go beyond what you see to get the real story behind Derek Greer's most life-changing moments with God. So jumpstart your faith today. Learn how to get God's special attention and see God-sized results in your life. Go to whengodstops.com today. That's whengodstops.com to find out more.
Derek Greer Ministries is certified by the ECFA. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Live Big with Derek Greer.